you guys, welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This is for those who are emerging and existing Christian therapists who wants to learn how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions with your clients. Over the years, I have been asked This series is for those who want to learn how to incorporate. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meeting. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose. So before I get into today's teaching for Christian therapists or those who are desiring to be a Christian therapist, I wanted to say that something's going on with my audio when it comes to, not my audio, but with Anchor, the platform that I use to upload my podcast episodes to. It's having a hard time converting video content over to audio. So I had to figure out how to go in and do that. And so this is kind of delayed. Typically, I had to post a podcast episode on Sunday morning or Sunday early afternoon. But anywho, I wanted to extend an invitation for those of you who are Christian therapists or those of you who are therapists who provide Christian counseling as well to our upcoming Christian therapist virtual meetup on December 4th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will post a link to that in the description box. The Eventbrite link is at full capacity. So I have a different link where you can email us at admin@empoweredtoshift.com to display your interest. And we will send you the login details for Zoom in a day or two before the event. We plan on having these throughout the year, so be sure to reach out to join the list for that for future events if you're interested in that, okay? Also, I wanted to share that I am having a Be Relentless workshop for those who need help with planning for the upcoming year. If you are a person that battle with fear, that battle with procrastination, perfectionism, or you have so many different ideas to the point where you don't know where to start, this workshop is for you. It's a prophetic planning session. And to be honest, over the past, now about 2 or 3 weeks, the Lord has been speaking to me randomly throughout the day and the past few weeks about what to start working on for 2024. And so I want to teach you, how I do that. I want to show you strategies and tools. It's going to be absolutely amazing. You're going to get way more than what you're actually paying for, okay? And so be sure to register for that. You can visit to the website and look at the page to learn more about that. If you have any questions, feel free to submit a support ticket on the website. So let's get into today's episode about the gift of discernment, all right? And I'll talk to you guys soon. Hey, you guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel. My name is Shakita Torres, and thank you so much for being here. So before I get to today's topic, I really want to share with you that my book is officially available for purchase, okay? So it comes in ebook form and paperback form, all right? This is Holy Spirit-led counseling, unleashing your impact as a Christian therapist. Okay. This book is amazing. It's a very short, good read. It's straight to the point. Anything that I write or put out is not a whole bunch of fluff. I'm definitely known for getting straight to the point. I don't like a whole bunch of extra talking. And so with that being said, I'm not going to do that even now. Okay. So if you want to purchase this book, it's available on my website. And I will put the link in the description. I also have another book that I just wrote. It's actually a workbook called Grief and Faith, Light at the End of the Tunnel. It's for those who are struggling in their grief journey, who needs resources and tools and education to help you to navigate your own grief journey. Okay. So I love this book. I put my heart into this book. I know it's going to bless many people. And also, I have another book coming out, waiting on the draft to get here. Actually, today, as I record this teaching, it's a book for parents and caregivers, and giving them tips and education on how to help their children to navigate through grief, whether you're a grandparent, you're, adoptive parent, anything of that nature. I have a book just for you to help children navigate through grief. Okay. So I also have many other books. I'm not going to go into all that right now, but I do want to share that. I have a lot of resources, blogs, my podcast. I also have certification courses for those who I want to expand their knowledge in mental health and faith. I also have a certification for Christian life coaches as well. It's going amazing. People who are in and out are learning so much about themselves, their purpose, and they're being equipped to be able to help others. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and go into today's teaching, which is about the gift of discernment, which is a gift from the Holy Spirit. And so this topic, this teaching is so layered. And if I was to do a full-blown teaching on this today, it would be probably an hour, if not more, video. And my goal has been to make each video for this series 10 minutes or less. Okay. So I encourage you to get the book whenever you get a chance to be able to learn more. And so, I want to say, I won't say I struggled, but truly trying to make sure I explain this to you in a way where it's ethical as a therapist, because I understand and I know from experience that, we want to make sure that we're operating in these gifts in an ethical way, okay? Not in a way it's going to harm the client in any way at all whatsoever. As I shared in my first video about my journey to becoming a Christian therapist, I struggled with that at first because I'm like, God, how do I incorporate, my gifts into therapy without being spooky, without being crossing those ethical boundaries, right? As I said before, the client has to be open to it. But please understand that with these gifts, because you see it, you feel it, you discern it, all these different things, that you have to actually verbalize it. Some things are for you to know for yourself to go pray. It's been so many times God has shown me something about somebody, whether it's in therapy or outside of therapy or whoever it is, for me to just pray for them, intercede for them. That is my first ministry, honestly, is prayer. Okay, what you guys see me put out here, whether it's prophetic words or whatever it is that God had me to release at times, I'm only sharing with you all 10% of what I actually see, because everything is not for everybody to know. Okay, God has to be able to trust you. So, can God trust you? Can He trust you with His people? All right. So before I get into it, let me just read some scriptures about discernment, because discernment is all over and all throughout the Word of God. And it's needed in your work as a therapist. It's also needed in your personal life too. Let's go to 1 John 4:1. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." So God wants us to be able to test every spirit to see if they're from God or from the enemy. Okay. Hebrews chapter 5 and 14. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Philippians chapter 1 verses 9 through 10. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. So there's so many scriptures up here about discernment. So let's get into, you know, how, you know, I have used that before in therapy. And so, as I said before, when I began this series, this first section, when it came to the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, now we're on the gift of discernment. These three gifts together, what we call the revelatory gift, revelation gifts, meaning that the Lord allows you to receive knowledge about something, to receive wisdom on how to navigate a situation, and then also discernment to know, okay, this is spiritual. This is either from the demonic realm or this is from, you know, from God himself, right? And so for me, I've always been very attuned to my surroundings for the most part. Now, do I always know what's going on? I do not. But I realized and noticed that the more I spend time in God's presence, the more I'm in my word, the more I'm in prayer, the more I keep myself available to him, I'm able to discern a lot more, a lot more. Okay. And there's different levels to discernment. And discernment, for the most part, you know, also incorporates your five senses. Okay. What you hear, what you see, what you taste, what you smell, and what you feel. Now, you're probably not going to feel or have discernment in that way for you in every single one of those areas. So for me, you know, I consider to be a seer. Okay. So I have dreams and visions. I've always had dreams as a little girl, and I have them a lot, almost daily. Okay. And so with that, God allows me to see what's going on in the spiritual realm about a situation, whether it's a person, organization, whatever it is. But my number one assignment is to pray about it. It could be about me, my family. Okay, what's to come? You know, what to intercede for? I'm able to discern it. And what I see as well is that oftentimes, let's say in the natural, things might seem or appear to be okay with this person, but God will allow me to see in the spirit, no, they are not okay. This is what's going on with them. I need for you to pray for them. Or he might say, I want you to reach out to them and share this word with them, encourage them, right? Sometimes it's a word of correction. Those I don't like. I don't like doing that. But the Lord has shown me, he said, when you do that, when you share with them my correction, you're literally saving their life, to be honest. That it might not feel good to their flesh at the time, but you're really saving their life. So yeah, I have to do that too sometimes. And yeah, it's not always easy. So with that being said, let's transition into the therapy room, what it looks like for me and what it can look like for you. Only an example. This was a while back, and I had a client who came to see me for anxiety. Her number one complaint to me was anxiety. And she had a lot going on, you guys. Oh my gosh, her baby's father was like stalking her. He used to abuse her mentally, spiritually, and physically. When I say spiritually, meaning that he was actually like putting witchcraft on her in a nutshell. Yeah. Then she had things going on with her mom. It was just so many different layers. And so for me, when I'm working with a client, I don't know them, they don't know me. In that way, when it comes to the spiritual part, I am very cautious. So my goal as a therapist is to try to rule out everything possible to help this person. What do I mean by that? We're looking at, first of all, you know, the symptoms, what they're doing, their environment, their triggers. I'm assessing all that, right? I know pretty much everything is spiritual. But what is it? Like, where is this coming from spiritually? And so we were doing all we could for a few weeks to work on her anxiety. And her anxiety was not getting better. She tried medication, so much did with it. She was seeing a doctor, and she was told that she was crazy and all kind of stuff. And so one day I said, Lord, I'm definitely discerning and I'm seeing that what she's dealing with is a spiritual issue. And there's nothing she's going to be, nothing she can do in the natural in reference to medication and coping skills is going to help her situation. I'm like, she needs to be aware and she needs deliverance, to be honest. And so with that, I prayed and I asked God, okay, God, what you want me to do? So one day I asked her, I said, do you think that what you're dealing with is a spiritual issue? And she was like, oh my God. And she was like, just like telling me, yes, I do. But I've been afraid to like mention this to you because I know you're a Christian, but I don't really know where you stand when it comes to the spiritual realm. Now, mind you, I don't have the same content out now that I did then. And so for me, being a Christian therapist, you know, I didn't have anything out about really my beliefs like that when it comes to the spiritual realm and the Holy Spirit for different reasons. I won't go into that now. So she really didn't know where I stood. And so I began to share with her, yes, I definitely know that, you know, the battle is not between flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is in Ephesians, y'all, okay, in scripture. And so as she began to talk, what the Lord allowed me to see, I discern, my God, I even feel the Holy Spirit now. Oh, my God. Whoo, Jesus. My God. What I was able to discern was that her mother had literally sacrificed her at an altar. Her mom had sacrificed her at an altar. And because of that, she had a lot of people putting like witchcraft on her. She had tried to get the wrong relationships, the wrong friends. She was surrounded by wolves. Okay. Wolves meaning people who did not mean her any good. They wanted to take from her, take advantage of her. Her children were having nightmares at night. She was having nightmares all the time about dying. You guys, it was horrible. It was horrible. And so I told her, I said, you know, are you open to, you know, me sharing with you my knowledge and sharing with you, you know, what I'm doing? She said, please, I'm ready to be free from this. And so also I was praying on my Lord, you know, I'm gonna have to keep her covered in prayer for one, myself covered in prayer. I wasn't scared. I'm not scared. But two, also she needed to be somewhere where she was being fed spiritually. And so I even prayed for that too. Like, Lord, like she needed to be in a place where she's covered on all sides. I know God has her, but she needs someone praying for her, you know, interceding for her and her family. And so I encouraged her to put her baby in therapy too. She was like maybe 8 or 9 years old, her little girl. And she was going through a lot. So long story short, she did end up being a part of a church family, and thank God they were healthy people. Thank you, Jesus. but when it came to our sessions, the first thing the Lord told me to do was to like send her information and videos about, you know, people, you know, sacrificing their family at the altar. And there were videos on YouTube about that. So I sent her that. And then the Lord said, she needs to renunciate everything. She needs to renunciate. She needs to fast. And so she did. Like we did a renunciation prayer together. You know, we prayed together and she was making significant progress quickly. Okay. And I told her, you know, I let her know, I said, hey, you're gonna have to stay connected to the Lord. You got to stay connected to the vine, which is the word of God. I said, you got to stay connected to a good church, you know, and we saw each other for a little while. We really did. And she was doing so, so good. And so she ended up moving to a different state. So I couldn't see her no more for therapy after a while. But this right here, to be honest, it's like the worst case scenario I'm giving you right now is an example of the worst case scenario. Okay. There are definitely times when I've seen stuff with people. I'm discerning something that's not right and spiritual, but I have to pray and say, okay, God, should I share this with them? And sometimes they're not ready. They're not ready because of the level of maturity they have to have. They have to be open. And so I always tell you to pray. And then there are times whenever clients will ask me, hey, do you believe in the spiritual realm? And I'm like, yeah. And then they'll ask me to help them in a particular area. And so discernment, once again, is so layered. And so, you know, as you can see with her particular case, we had the gift of knowledge that was going forth, the gift of wisdom. The knowledge was, okay, God was giving me knowledge and insight into, you know, what was going on. The discernment was, I was sensing like in my spirit that something was like demonic, very demonic. It felt like as she was speaking, I could just feel like the evilness. Oh my God, oozing off of the situation in my spirit. I felt it. Okay. That's my discernment. And then also, the gift of wisdom. Okay, God, what should I do? Okay, what should I do? And so it worked out, you know, she was open to it. And so with that being said, I strongly encourage you to, you know, educate yourself and learn about spiritual warfare. It is not for the faint of heart. And for me, you know, spiritually, I had to learn how to fight a lot in the spirit through prayer, and I've been attacked a lot. And so I recognize that, you know, many people are on different levels and different understanding, and trust and believe that the Lord is not going to lead you to do something that you're not equipped for. So I encourage you to not try to operate in this vein if you don't have any training or insight into it. You can definitely still pray for them if they want you to. But if you see something, you're not sure what to do, don't do anything. Just pray. Just pray, okay? So that's all I have for today's teaching. I pray that it has opened your eyes. I pray that it has stretched your faith and increased your confidence. And know that, number one, you are not crazy. I used to think I was crazy many, many, many years ago before I was, you know, surrounded by other people now who operate how I operate spiritually. And I recognize now that, you know, for sure, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against dark forces, against the enemy, right? And all these different things that go on in the spirit. It's a lot of things that go on in the spirit, you guys. It's a lot. But before I end, I do want to say a quick prayer. And so, Father, I just thank you right now for the person who is listening to this, whether they are here just to glean and learn about this particular topic, or whether they are here because they are Christian therapists or thinking about becoming a Christian therapist. Father, I pray, God, for them, God, that you will continue to stretch them, stretch their faith. I pray, God, that they'll continue to seek you, to get in your word, to get understanding, to discover who they are in you, what you call them to do. Holy Spirit, I release, God, faith. I release, Lord God, I release wisdom, knowledge, and understanding unto them right now. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. All right. So I see you in the next teaching. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.